Free Talk Live, you can dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231, Saturday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, we will go to, I believe, Tony is in British Columbia. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Tony, in B.C., Canada. Tony, going once. Going twice. We will try instead. Let's talk to John, listening in Austin. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I was just listening to the conversation going back and forth about governments and styles of government, or having a government and not having a government. And we need to have a government.
We need to have, so what you're saying is we need to have a violent monopoly. That's what you're saying?
No. I'm saying we need a form of governance, okay? And that, let me use an example here and see what you guys think.
All right, sure.
Well, don't ask me. I believe we need a government. So you're asking Ian.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things most of, I would say 80% of the people do on a daily basis is use the roadways, drive on the road.
Sure.
And so we have a set of laws and designed for us to safely drive and use those roads, correct?
Well, we have a set of laws that people have designed probably to be over-safe for using the roads. For instance, speed limits are often way too low.
Seems to me they're designed to extract money from people.
Yeah, well, and that, too, and they're meant to extract money. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just an example of whenever you get power,
like
somebody abuses
it. Stop signs, and we all drive.
You really think we need stop signs? Do you really think in an intersection you have to come to a full and complete stop, rock back, and then you should be allowed to go, and that you should get a ticket for not stopping at that intersection? Do you think it should be a yield sign that says that you should yield the right of way?
It all depends on how much traffic is there.
You don't think that yielding the right of way, and only if somebody gets hurt or you know some damage is done to property, that would be when a ticket should be given out?
No. Let me give you, well, like where I live, there was a real bad intersection. You used to have two or three wrecks there a month.
Uh-huh.
And they finally came in and put a set of stoplights in there. And that has dramatically decrease the amount of accidents.
Right, but I don't think you're getting exactly what I'm saying, and I don't mean to derail the conversation about government here, but you're making assumptions, and I'd like to, you know, every time you make an assumption, it leaves something open. The stoplights tell...
The assumption I'm making, okay, or what I'm trying to say is, we have, you're getting in the specifics, and I was kind of talking generally, in that we have a set of general traffic laws. We drive on the right side of the road, we head down this, you stay in your lanes. And it's all designed for us to move efficiently and safely on the road.
Not really true, though. The problem is, it's not really true. The traffic control devices aren't designed for efficiency at all. If they were designed for efficiency, then we'd have a marketplace in traffic control where innovation and competition actually did end up discovering what the most efficient ways to control traffic are. We don't have that.
If we had nothing, it'd be like Mad Max.
I didn't say we should have nothing, did I?
Well, no, you said take all the lights out?
No, didn't say that. Not sure what show you're listening to.
Not yours.
I guess not. Mark, did you say to take all the lights out?
No.
The traffic lights?
I wouldn't take out all the lights.
You said to take some stop signs out.
I take stop signs out and replace them with yield signs. I think that that's more efficient. And I think that often tickets given for stop signs are silly, but... You know, I guess the assumptions that he's making are that laws are there meant to keep you safe. And I think that a tort system where, you know, people can get recompense for damages done to themselves or their property would probably do just as much to keep people safe as these laws, which are really designed to get revenue for the government. I mean, if you look at speed limit tickets, speeding tickets and stop sign tickets, there's line items on town and county and state budgets for the fees that they get from people. If there wasn't a line item there, I mean, if it was really about keeping people safe, why not take that money and say, okay, well, here's a $100 ticket. You have to give $100 to your favorite charity.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that because it's about money.
1-800-259-9231. By the way, he dropped off the line.
We didn't drop him.
Nope, we did not. So talking about...
I understand he's frustrated, but, you know, he was using specific examples, and every time you use a specific example, you leave yourself open.
Right. So in his, what he was saying, though, is that he thinks government is necessary, and of course you said you agreed with him, Mark. However, I don't know if you... I mean, if you'd gotten into a little bit more detail on your point of agreement, I think you would have found out how much you disagreed, because it's my understanding that you are somebody that doesn't want to aggress against his neighbors. You'd like to see the services provided by government provided, but on a more voluntary basis, wouldn't you?
I would like to see that. I don't know. I consider myself sort of a cops, courts, and roads kind of guy.
Oh, that's not true. You live in a place where there aren't any cops.
Well, there are cops. They just don't have – the town doesn't – we don't have multiple level of police officers.
Yeah.
We have county and we have state. We just don't have town.
So I think that all of those things can be provided in the marketplace on a consensual basis. I'm not saying get rid of roads. I'm saying let's turn the roads over to the people that can best take care of them, the people that are in, you know, in search of a profit, or the people that – you know, those business owners that need those roads for people to get to and from their businesses. Let's put those people in charge of the roads.
Wouldn't you turn roads over to the people that – own them adjacent?
But like the businesses that are on those roads. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm adjacent on, you know, I live on a road. Do you live on a road?
Yes. You should have the, if you have a road out in front of your house, then part of that road should be yours. And if you want to sell that piece of that road to some company who's going to take care of it for you, then you should be able to do that too. It should be another product in the marketplace. But it's not. And that's why there is no innovation in the world of roads, or very, very little innovation in the world of roads, because it's the government's program. And the government just doesn't care about innovation. Roads are there. Doesn't matter if there's potholes in them. We'll get around to fixing it when we feel like it. What's that? You don't like it? Well, too bad.
Pay your taxes.
You're going to have to live with it. And if you bottom out on the potholes down the street, well, too bad. You're going to have to pay for the car repair, too. Whereas if you had a marketplace in roads, sure, there'd probably be some roads that are in crap can condition. But we already have that today. And there's certainly a good chance that business owners that want to make sure that the people that are coming to their businesses have a nice, smooth ride will take great care of their roads. Look at Walt Disney World. Want a great example of private roads? Go no further than Kissimmee or Orlando, Florida, and take a look at Walt Disney World. It'll blow you away.
Well, I do think that at some point in the, you know, distant future, the roads could probably be taken care of by a private entity. However, I think once you got the government out of roads, that you'd see flying cars relatively quickly.
I think you're right.
Because the government is stifling growth in that particular area.
Well, you have to get the government out of air travel, too, in order to have flying cars.
No doubt. I just think that the roads issue is confusing to people, and so therefore I don't advocate it. Fine. Leave the government to roads, cops, and courts, and we'll be fine if you can just keep them out of everything else.
We continue with your phone calls. David is listening to WFLA in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Hey, evening, guys. Can I make a 10-second stop sign comment before I get into it?
Go ahead, sir.
I think stop signs should be a suggestion. We suggest you stop here. Mm. If you choose not to take that suggestion and you hit somebody, you are incumbent against paying for their injuries.
Sounds like a yield sign to me.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of stop signs could be eliminated at any given four-way intersection. One road is inevitably going to be a more popular road. That is a road that could just be a through road, and then the other one could have yield signs on it, so that's all you would need there in that case. But whoa, David, you're pretty radical here, suggesting that people can actually make decisions for themselves.
Yeah, I know, but it seems to me that most of the stupid laws, like the stop sign laws, could be settled by having it based solely on restitution for damages caused.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, well, then you wouldn't have. Then what would the cops do with all their time? I mean, they wouldn't be able to sit down the street from the stop sign and pull people over.
I mean, maybe they could do what they got into policing for, which was police work, and they could try to solve some of the crimes.
That's risky.
Because the fact is, no, look, the police officers would love to do that. See, that's you're being nasty now.
You're wrong about
that,
Mark. You're wrong about that. I'm sorry, David. I'm going to hold you through. I know you've got something else you called about, so hang on. But you're wrong about that. We met a police instructor at this year's Liberty Forum, and he told us, I'm not going to say who he was or where he was from, but he's a professional police instructor, and he said that 10% maximum of the recruits in his classes have courage. 10%.
People will display courage if it's something that's required of them. Secondly, if you do away with the drug laws and put, you know, traffic court in the hands of the courts, traffic in the hands of the courts, you won't need all the cops that we have.
800-259-9231. All I'm saying is they're not as brave as you might make them out to be. Some of them are, but only about 10%. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the PacLight. The PacLight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My PacLight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The PacLight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a PacLight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. All of the features are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. It's privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. You can go over to privacyharbor.com, get a free account today. privacyharbor.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing, let's go back to David calling from Tampa, listening to WFLA. Now, David, you were calling for a different reason, so go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Hey, thanks for holding me, guys.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The Constitution, from what I've been able to learn, was written in order to make this country secure as a nation. That's it. Anything else is left to the individual first to give him the ability to self-govern.
Well, I think that one of the complaints about the Articles of Confederation, and I'm not saying that this is an accurate complaint or a complaint that couldn't have been handled otherwise, was that the states were fighting amongst themselves, arguing, bickering, I should say, about commerce and things like that. So they wanted to tax somebody going out or tax somebody coming in. If you can imagine what it would be like for Kansas if all the surrounding states said, well, you've got to pay a 100% tariff on anything you import or drive through our state. It'd be very tough.
Well, yeah, and that's fine, but I think we're missing the big problem. The big problem is that the whole thing was designed for the individual to self-govern. Government should start with the individual and work its way up to the president.
Yeah,
I don't believe it should go any further than the individual unless the individuals themselves consent to the idea of being governed by somebody else. How do you feel about that?
Exactly, which is why it should start in community government, then a consensus of the community goes to city, a consensus of the cities goes to state, a consensus of the states go to federal.
But it becomes unrealistic even after the point of the local government that you were describing, because let's think about this for a moment. Let's say all of us on the phones want to go ahead and form a government. So it's me and Mark and you, David, and we'll bring a few other people in here, our significant others. Okay, so we're all going to get together and we're going to form our own government. We're going to elect somebody to tell us what to do. And so we all should unanimously decide on how that should be run.
Fatal
because,
flaw.
Huh?
Fatal flaw.
Yeah, fatal.
You just said to elect somebody to tell us what to do.
Well, that's what government does, right?
No, that's not what government was intended to do. It was intended to enforce our will. Over the last 120 or 130 years, the government has been encouraging us to abdicate our self-governance and let them tell us what needs to be done. That's not the way it was designed.
What I was getting at, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with where you're coming from, but what I was getting at is, let's say we did form this this government amongst us, and then you were talking about going to some sort of state-level government. Well, there's no way we're going to be able to get all of the people in one large geographic region like that to agree on the same thing, so it's just not possible that happen.
Nobody ever said that everyone was going to agree. There was going to be a consensus. There are going to be unhappy people with any decision that is made through government. The problem I see is that decisions aren't being made through government. They're being made by government. And that's exactly 180 degrees opposite.
Seems like a pretty subtle difference to me, because my problem is the force and the coercion. I'm with you with the whole self-government thing. I'm completely on board with you there, but that's where it stops for me. Because as soon as you go past self-government and you go into this coercive system, whatever your intentions were as far as you forming, oh, we're forming this to protect people's rights. Well, except for those minority folks who, they just didn't have enough people to vote in their people or whatever. So we're shoving all those aside. And when I say minority, I mean the minority of whoever's voting. So it
Which
be
could
anybody.
Be a minority.
It could be you, it could be me, it could be anybody. And so then those people have, then the majority forces their way upon the minority, and it's just, hey, too bad for you guys, right?
Well, in the early 1800s, when this country was established in the Constitution, and everybody was saying, whoa, everybody around the world is saying, whoa, what are they doing in America? Look at all the money they're making. Look at how prosperous they're being. We were grounded in the fact that the government doesn't tell us what to do. We tell the government what to do. That's been usurped by people.
What would we want to tell them to do exactly? Like, why would I want a government?
Mainly what we would want to tell them to do was butt out. Keep me safe.
Well, then I don't want them to keep me safe. I don't want to tell them anything. If I want to hire a protection agency, I should hire a protection agency. But getting into some weird democratic system in order to hire a protection agency seems kind of silly, doesn't it?
I'm not talking about locally keep me safe in my home. That's my responsibility. It's my responsibility to provide for my family. It's my responsibility to keep them safe. It's the government's responsibility to make sure that no other nation comes over here.
Now, where did you learn that?
That I believe I learned that in the Constitution, but I forget exactly which quote it was. We need to be a collective in order to protect ourselves as a nation.
I just want to correct you here. I'm sorry to rain on your parade.
Mm-hmm.
But the Supreme Court, which is the federal government bureaucracy that interprets the Constitution and then sort of everybody else has to do what they say, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that the government at federal, state, local level, any government has no obligation whatsoever to provide you with anything. So unfortunately, you're wrong. The government does not have a responsibility to protect you. It doesn't have a responsibility to do anything. So anytime you hear a politician or your history teacher or whoever it is that's putting this information out there, they're either misinformed or they're lying, because it's just nonsense. You know, when the president says, well, it's my responsibility to do as a president to do blah, 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 because government must do blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have to do any of that stuff, and it's been borne out time and time again in the Supreme Court. So, again, really what you're talking about here is really kind of just a fantasy land idea of what you think government should be like, which, of course, it has never existed in the history of mankind in the way that you're talking about.
Well, wasn't that decision about defense made by less than a dozen people?
Which decision about what defense? I'm sorry.
The decision about the constitutionality of the government providing a national defense. Wasn't that decision on constitutional interpretation made by less than a dozen people?
No. Why would there be any obligation for the government to do anything? You never signed an agreement.
I believe, as being part of a citizen, you are in
that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. There is. I know this is radical sounding. There is no citizen.
If the government was I'm not sure I entirely agree with my partner here, but I can agree with what he says as far as what a citizen is. And was the government responsible on 9/11 for the 3,000 people that died?
No, I think the government was responsible.
But it's responsible for protecting us from foreign nations and people from foreign countries that would hurt and harm us, right?
Yes, so it was responsible for the response to that.
But why wouldn't it be responsible for them doing it?
Responsibility means liability.
If you hired an organization to protect you against foreign, terrorists, foreign and domestic,
but
then
you're
be responsible for doing that.
You're assuming perfection in that security. That's impossible.
No, I'm just telling you how it is, man. They have no responsibilities, and that's what they will tell you when you finally nail them down in their own courts. I thank you for the call. It's fun to think that they do, but it's just...
That's the idea.
You're just misleading yourself. It's Free Talk Live.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
And you can join over more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL as in Free Talk Live, FTL, at LegalZoom.com to save $10 off your order.
Before we continue with these calls, people waiting patiently here, again, you can talk about whatever you want. I just want to expound a little bit more on what we were talking with David about, because I'd asked David, well, you never. I pointed out that you never signed an agreement, and because he was shocked that I suggested that the government has no obligation to provide you with anything, that they have no responsibility to protect you. I know that's what they say. You know, George Bush or Obama. Right. The presidents will get up
we're
on.
We're here to protect you.
They'll say that over and over again. Oh, it's my job as president to protect America. Blah blah blah. Well, we all know, or at least you should know, that politicians lie to you, and so. They are lying to you when they are saying that they have some responsibility to take care of you or protect you, because they've said over and over again in the Supreme Court that they don't. And so when I pointed that out, he seemed a little shocked by it. And he said, well
it's contrary to everything you've ever heard from about the government. The government is supposed to be there to protect you. That's the idea.
That's what they told me. You know, it's a kind of a shocking thing here. And so he came back with being shocked by it. And I said, well, you know, did you sign an agreement? Well, what makes you think they have a responsibility?
The agreement part doesn't really matter. The Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the government doesn't have an obligation.
I know.
To protect
I'm just trying
you.
To prove
whether
it.
It's on the, it doesn't matter whether you prove it. The Supreme Court, the highest body in the land, has said it
sure.
time and again. The police are not obligated to protect you. The military is not obligated to protect you. The United States federal government is not obligated to protect
and
you.
And that's why I asked the question of why do you think they do have this obligation. Well, you know, I heard it, you know, I thought I read it in the Constitution or I heard it somewhere or that's what the president said. But if you look at the definition of a citizen, and the definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. That's well, what that's, a citizen is. He
right.
said, well, I'm a citizen. Oh, are you? What evidence do you have? Is it just because you were born that you're a citizen? Well, if you look at what they are saying, and what they are saying is we have no obligation to protect you. If they have no obligation to protect you, how could you possibly be a citizen? They've broken their agreement.
They've redefined the what a citizen is. A citizen is, a person who lives here and has to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, gets a higher degree of privileges than somebody who, you know, isn't a citizen.
To that end, you're correct.
Yeah. And that's essentially what a citizen has become. But, you know, the idea behind citizenship is that you're supposed to be protected. And obviously,
supposed to be a train.
He pointed out correctly that there can't be any perfect protection. And it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
However, it's the United States federal government that has 131 military bases, 700 military bases in 131 nations
right.
around the world, who's creating trouble just by their very presence in some cases. I would contend that our presence in Saudi Arabia created the trouble on 9/11.
I think you're right.
So therefore, the federal government is creating the trouble that they are then failing to protect you from.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
do we need this organization for again?
1-800-259-9231. Ladies first, we'll go to Maggie listening to WFLA. Maggie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was just wondering whether you think that we are better or worse under Obama or George W. Bush or
God,
just the same.
I don't know.
It's
Would
more.
You rather be up to your neck in sewage or boric acid?
I can answer that question. I can answer that question because if... Let's say that it was 8 years of Obama and that now we just got – let's say Bush is the president now and we've just gotten through 8 years of Obama. Then my answer for you would be Bush. But since it's been 8 years of Bush and now we're getting into Obama, my answer is Obama. It's worse now than it was before because each president builds off of the tyranny that the prior ones set up. So George Bush expanded the executive power of the federal government. He dramatically increased the tyranny of the police state, and Obama is not rolling any of that stuff back. He's embracing it for himself and saying, great, all right, I've already got all this executive power from old Georgie boy, my buddy, and now I'm going to start creating these more socialist
right.
programs, because George Bush is a socialist too, but now Obama's going to have a national service program that's as big as the military, and I mean, there's all kinds of crazy plans in the works, but Obama wouldn't have been able to do all that if it hadn't been for what George Bush did and what Bill Clinton did and what the other Bush did and so on and so forth. So my answer is whoever the current president is the worst.
Okay. So
well, I'd like to say that I'm sort of the opinion that if we're going to have a national government, and I don't think we need one, if we're going to have a national government, I would prefer to see, you know, kind of an even House, you know, a Senate controlled by the Democrats or by the Republicans and a Democrat in the presidency, or vice versa, or, you know, you switch them. I think
right.
that they both stink, and I think that they're best dealt with, you know, when they're closely matched.
Well, I've been watching a lot of the C-SPAN and stuff and trying to figure out, you know, what are these people doing when they go in their meetings and stuff. And I, you know, try to stay informed and listen to a lot of talk radio, which is mainly conservative, and I'm mainly conservative. But
so what have you concluded from all of your observing?
Well, I wish that they would do more and talk less and, you know.
Do more like what?
Well.
Seems like
know.
They're doing plenty.
Yeah, whenever they do something, it scares the crap
well,
out of me.
Well, signing things that they haven't read. That you
when
know,
was the last time they did read something?
Well, you know, and you start thinking, well, if you, well, I guess it's 600 and something page or 1,600 pages.
I don't know. Which one are you talking about? Which piece of legislation is that?
They're huge.
The most recent, I guess, the recovery plan. Nobody read it before they passed it, but they all knew what was in it.
They didn't read the Patriot Act before they passed that either. I mean, these people have no idea what they're doing. They don't know what laws they're passing. The enforcers don't know what laws they're enforcing. They just make that. They just make it up as they go along. And that, yet then, when you go into their courtrooms and you say, well, I didn't know what that law was, they'll tell you ignorance of the law is no excuse, which, of course, is nonsense, because how could you be anything but ignorant in regards to the law? There's so
but
much
here's
of it.
The thing. If you don't think so, you don't think there should be a federal government at all.
Can't see why there should.
I don't know.
So just state government.
I would abolish those two. If I could press the button tomorrow and make the state governments go away, I'd get rid of them too. But, you know, if
so
all
like
I can
anarchy.
Get is to get rid of the federal government, I'd like that very much.
So when somebody kills somebody, who makes the laws on who? What would it be? Cities? Or what do you...
You can take the governmental structure down as far as you want, and I'll get happier and happier the further down that you go.
I'd be fine with states, okay?
States would be better than the feds, local would be better than state, but I think that what we really need to take a look at here, and Mark will disagree with me on this, but I think what we need to take a look at is a consensual-based society moving toward that, moving toward voluntary interactions, and we could have... Private
because
property.
Wouldn't that be close to socialism, too?
Not
though,
at all. Socialism is a political system that is forced upon the people the threat
exactly,
of violence.
Yeah. Okay.
What I'm talking about is right now in your daily life, you voluntarily interact with almost everybody. You're doing business with people. You've got kids. You've got family members. You're interacting with them consensually. They're doing business with you because they want to. And we can have protection services. We can have courts, and we can have or arbitration, as it would probably be called in the free marketplace. We can have all of these things that government provides, and we can have it better and cheaper if we just allow the marketplace to come up with these mechanisms and not have this one-size-fits-all violent monopoly system that we're being forced to pay for today, which is the government system.
What do you think about Ayn Rand?
I've never really read much of her stuff.
You're missing out.
She's fairly big in the liberty
I've
movement.
I've read a few of her books, and I agree with pretty much everything she says.
I like the Tannehill's Market for Liberty. Highly recommend that. I also like Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. If there's anywhere anyone should start when it comes to trying to understand what liberty is all about and why aggressing against our neighbors is wrong and why allowing our neighbors to be free is the right thing to do, Dr. Ruart really lays it out. Go to Ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T, Ruart.com. And you can download, or you can actually read on her website, her book, Healing Our World in an Age of Aggression. You can purchase the 2001 edition of it, or you can read the 90s edition for free on her website. It's brilliant stuff. To anybody who's new to these ideas, spend the time, take a look at Dr. Ruart's Healing Our World, Mary Ruart. More coming up. Thanks for the call. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills in as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. The Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So there are all kinds of categories, dozens of categories in which you can shop. They even sell used items, so if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do that at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering through that link means a percentage goes to Free Talk Live. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Gerald in Charleston, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WSCFM. Gerald?
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you the purpose of the U.S. government is to execute the will of the people under the guidelines of the Constitution. Any deviation from that and you have a dictatorship.
So then we've got a dictatorship is what you're saying.
Well, if your representatives are not executing the will of the people under the guideline of the Constitution, you have a dictatorship.
How can a representative execute the will of the people? How's that work?
Well, I contact my congressman, who is Henry Brown, District 1, on the telephone, and I send him emails and I send him letters. I tell him what I want him to do, how I want him to vote.
How's that work out for you?
If he doesn't do that, I fire him at the next election.
How has that been working out for you?
It's been working out good. Henry Brown has been doing an excellent job. Also, Senator Jim DeMint and Lindsey Graham both doing an excellent
job.
So
you guys are turning around the ship of state, right? I mean, you're turning it all around.
Yeah,
government's getting smaller.
Now, I had last go-around of the last group of thieves, we had Senator Sununu, and I called his office, and I said, I don't want to see them vote for the first bailout. Do you remember that one, the bailout, not the Porculus bill? Now, this is a good Republican who, you know, supposedly went along with everything Bush said, and he decided that we needed the federal government to bail out, the rich guys at the banks. And, you know, what am I supposed to do about that? He obviously didn't support my will.
Well, you fire him at the next election.
But what I got was
I did that,
and what I had as a choice, and I didn't vote for either. What I had as a choice was Jean Shaheen, who's now in there, and she's a big time socialist. So I had the choice of a crap sandwich or a mud sandwich, and I decided to go with neither.
How about Gerald?
I got a crap sandwich.
Maybe I could choose instead of what you're talking about, your system. Maybe I could just choose to not have a so-called representative, and I could just live free. Would that be all right?
We tried that once already, and they marched troops in and slaughtered thousands and thousands of people.
When was that?
That was during the Civil War.
So you're saying...
Well, I don't think that the black people were very free during the Civil War.
Well, when Abraham Lincoln wiped his butt with the Constitution and marched troops in without due process and slaughtered thousands of people without any writ or any warrant, that was a pretty bad situation.
You have to understand
when they wrote the Constitution, people didn't understand the science behind blacks and whites. They actually thought they were a subspecies of human race.
They
did not understand that blacks were human. And so that issue was never addressed in the Constitution because slavery of a subhuman species was acceptable at that time.
I guess it still is, right?
Well, it's not anymore. We're free.
Well, a subhuman species.
We don't have slavery in that context anymore.
We still have slavery. It's not chattel slavery like it used to be, but it's still slavery. As long as you're paying money out to a master who rules over you and can harm you and destroy your life if you don't pay up, then you're a slave, don't you think?
You have the freedom to choose.
What do you mean by that?
You have the freedom to choose. You have the freedom to make a choice. I was in communist Russia. They didn't have a choice there.
Are you saying that I have the choice to choose which?
You have the freedom to be as rich or as poor as you want to be in this country.
That much as long as you pay master.
Every person has the freedom. I can be as rich as I want. I have made $90,000 a year in some years. And I also choose
how much did master take?
Not to make that kind of money.
Of the $90,000, how much did master take from you?
Well, I understand where you're going with that, but if I don't like it, I can change it.
And you can change when you say you can change it, you mean you can change it to a new master?
No, well, I can change the laws.
How are you going to do that exactly? Is the Lindsey Graham changing the laws for you and really rolling back the state and making things more free?
Like I said, they voted against the bailout bill. Our governor
ended
up from refusing that money.
How's that change working out for you, huh? The system isn't designed to accept change in the way that you want it to change. It only changes in the way that the state's interests are, and the state is interested in more control and more extraction of wealth and less freedom for you. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's, if it comforts you, if it comforts you to believe that, well, I'm doing everything I can. I'm calling my representatives, and I'm emailing, and I'm writing letters, and I'm going down there, and I'm telling them how I feel, and I'm telling you that they're doing whatever they can, and we're changing this stuff. Except when you look at the results, you see
same
bigger,
crap as it ever was.
Yeah, well, more mm-hmm. of the same.
Yeah,
you see
true.
Bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive government. So your strategy isn't working, unless what you really want is bigger government. I mean, we didn't really get that too clear, I suppose. Maybe that's what he actually wants,
in which case that's exactly what
he's getting. Let's continue here. Gene is on the line, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about right to keep and bear arms, but prior to this, earlier somebody mentioned Lysander Spooner,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to say excellent choice of reading material. That's how Christian anarchist came to be.
The Constitution of No Authority?
Well, I started with his essay on the trial by jury in 1975, I think, and that's what opened my eyes. And since then, I evolved into the Christian anarchist. But as far as the Second Amendment, what's called the Second Amendment, but what is in reality the right to keep and bear arms, people are always confusing the issue by trying to say that your right to keep and bear arms is based on being a law-abiding citizen. Now, I would like to tear that one down completely, because as soon as you try and restrict the right to bear arms to a law-abiding citizen, then all they have to do is invent some law that you're breaking and that you're no longer qualified to own a weapon.
The new one is if you're crazy, you know, if the government just deems you to be nuts, well, you can't have a gun. And it, actually, you know, that's just one of many of the new rules. In many municipalities and states, you just can't have a gun, period.
Right. But the thing that people got to realize is that if you want a right to keep and bear arms, or if you want your right protected, you have to realize that the crummiest, lousiest thug on the street corner, the guy who's a rapist maybe and a murderer, he also has that right. When you try and say he can't have that right, then you're just opening the door to eventually have your own right chiseled away. So people have to realize that.
Right, and the fact is, no matter what you do, what law you put in place that says that the crummiest guy in the corner can't have a gun, he can still have a gun.
Sure.
There are as many guns in this nation as there are individuals, and those are just the ones that we've got counted. There's probably twice as many out there. So let's just say there's twice as many guns in this nation as there are individuals, 270 million people. You can't keep somebody from getting a gun, so I don't understand why you make it illegal for other people to have them and then drag them into court, good people that haven't hurt anyone.
Another way to put what you were saying, Gene, is that he who looks or who seeks to control others should not be surprised when he finds himself controlled. Any other thoughts?
Sure. That's right. If you want freedom, you can't deny other people freedom, even if that freedom means that they're going to do things that you don't like or you don't tolerate.
In fact, they are going to do that, whether you give them the freedom to do it or not.
That's correct.
Spot on, Gene.
Everybody makes that choice.
Very good, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. David in Austin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
How are you?
David, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was on hold for a little while, and I think it was another caller named David called, and you guys were, one of you said something about the subtlety about by and for, and you were discussing that, and that got me thinking. I'm a law student right now, and one of the things that I find most fascinating about my study of law is that every time I ask a question to a professor, say in criminal law, about, didn't it used to be, now maybe I'm mistaken, that an individual, a citizen, as you guys are talking about, and I've really enjoyed your discussion of citizenship and all of that, but didn't it used to be that the government didn't go around looking for criminals? Damaged parties went to the government and said, hey, I need you to enforce this law against them.
Yes.
They violated me.
I want to find out what your teachers have to say to answer your question here in a moment. So if you can hang through the news, we're going to bring you back more with David and your calls as well about whatever you want. Yes, it's my understanding that's the way things used to be as well.
Yeah. People used to bring charges. Right. Now the state brings charges as though the state exists.
On behalf of the state.
Right. And even if you decide you don't want to enforce those charges any longer, the state can continue.
More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, every store on republic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic.